The Church of Santa Maria del Miracle. The ruins of this old church can be found in the middle of the arena of the Roman amphitheatre, an enormous building that dates from the 2nd century and which hosted gladiator combats, wild beast hunts, and the occasional execution. In 1924, it was declared a historic and artistic monument, and it currently forms part of the architectural patrimony of Tarraco, recognised as a World Heritage Site by UNESCO. The amphitheatre is elliptical in shape, and the arena in which the spectacles took place sits in the middle. The building takes advantage of the local topography, and some of the terraces have been excavated into the rock. Although it was located outside the walls of the Roman city, the amphitheatre was very close to the main transport route, the Via Augusta. It has been calculated that it could hold up to 14,000 people. Notable features of this monument are the Porta Triumphalis, through which the gladiators entered, the Porta Libitinensis, through which the fallen were removed, and the excavations under the arena, invisible to the spectator, where animals and gladiators waited to enter the ring. In the year 250, the Bishop of Tarraco, Fructuosus, and his deacons, Auguru and Eulogius, were burnt to death in the amphitheatre by order of the Emperor Valerian. During the 6th century, a Visigoth basilica, housing three naves and an external apse, was built in his honour, the remains of which can still be seen inside the Romanesque church. The foundations of the apse and several Paleo-Christian tombs still remain. The Church of Santa Maria del Miracle was built over this first temple, the earliest traces of which date back to 1154. In the 17th century, it passed into the hands of the Trinitarian friars, who built a monastery here. Both the church and the monastery suffered the consequences of the Catalan Revolt, 1640 to 1659, and the War of Succession, 1702 to 1704, obliging the friars to abandon this site for another site inside the walls. During the 19th century, the monastery and the church were converted into a prison to house convicts working on the construction of the port. The first efforts to restore the church were made at the start of the 20th century, although several structures had to be demolished due to danger of collapse. The remains were finally declared to be a historic and artistic monument in 1924. The floor of the church is cross-shaped and has a single nave with a transept and a flat dais. In the transept we have another apse, a Gothic arch, and a door next to the epistle. You can also see several columns. The floor of the apse is square in shape. The nave is divided into four separate sections by semicircular pilasters. According to old photos that have been preserved, the church had two rose windows on either side of the transept. The construction of the church used some of the large blocks from the Roman amphitheatre. Inside the vaults of the amphitheatre, several sections of the Romanesque church have been preserved. These include blocks of sandstone and white marble with geometric decorative figures, such as sawteeth, zigzags, rhomboids, and pairs of spheres. The image of the Virgin with Child from the church has been conserved at the National Archaeological Museum of Tarragona. This is a limestone carving dating from the 14th century. Leaving the arena of the amphitheatre, you will find yourself in the Roman gardens, which attempt to recreate the natural environment the Romans would have lived in. They include an urban domestic garden, a fruit garden, and a herb garden. To your left is the Vial de William Bryant. Crossing over, you will find a set of steps and a sundial. The steps lead to the Passage de les Pelmeres. Once at the top, turn left. Walking a few minutes, you will see the famous Barco del Mediterrani, one of the most well-known and characteristic symbols of Tarragona.